Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today is Mr. Kevin LePage. He is the director and senior consultant based in London for the company NICE. First and foremost, Kevin, very welcome to this interview.
Thank you.
I always allow my interviewees to elaborate briefly on their career leading up to their current position. And the same goes for you, Kevin. How come you are director and senior consultant at NICE? What's your background for doing this?
Yeah, I've worked for about 35 years in the shipping and logistics industry. I've worked with carriers, I've worked with large freight forwarders, but largely around the kind of IT background. I'm now obviously working for a system consultancy. We work with a number of products. The predominant one of those is actually CargoWise at the moment, which I think is well known to the market. So yeah, I mean that's in a nutshell my history. So a lot of experience there across the different modes and the different requirements.
And being a consultant at NICE, I mean the product that NICE does or provides to its customers, can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, so we would basically go in. We'd work with a company looking at their processes with a view to automating those and looking at the best product and the best way of doing that. We work with standard sort of freight forwarding if that's the best way to do with it, but also increasingly with Project Cargo, which is a different beast in many ways, different metrics for measuring things like obviously revenue recognitions, this type of thing, which is likely to be on the project rather than on the shipment or maybe the consolidation. And quite often building a front end for our Project Cargo customers, because a lot of them work with conventional freight forwarding software. There's a good logic to that, because obviously you've got the components, so customs clearance and obviously integration with carriers in some cases that you can utilize across the piece, but it is a different beast than any in many ways in terms of the volumes and the rest of it that you're dealing with. They tend to be lower but very specialized.
So you provide software for people to streamline their processes, make them work more efficiently, and ultimately, of course, gain savings by having more, let's say, transparency in their own dealings, I guess.
Yeah, I'd take it further than software. I'd use the word solution maybe instead of that. Yeah, it's not always software design. I mean, our team, we've got a team of about 30 consultants on board, and they're all have huge experience within the logistics industry across different modes. And it's not just based in Europe. We have an enterprise in the Middle East and in Asia as well.
All right. Yeah, that was one of my next questions there, whether you can cover globally based customers. I mean, how can you? I'm not a specialist in these kind of solutions that you sell, of course. But a question would be from a company that engages with you, what would be their savings mainly? Where can you see for them the benefit on what you provide?
Well, it's largely through automation. I mean, there are a lot of traditionally, let's say, manual processes that have been done within the systems here. So, I mean, things like your track and trace, this type of thing, it's the one that always comes up. I mean, increasingly, we're getting into AI now as well, and robotic process automation. But again, if you're looking at it from a project point of view, it's sometimes difficult to justify that, because you don't have a standard model there. But really, it would be process optimization, process improvement. Just to give you an idea of the kind of projects that we work on, but we're currently working with a large forwarder using something called process mining. So what we're doing is pulling data out of their operational system or out of a data lake, so a big database behind it. And what we're doing is mapping step by step the process that's taking place there. And we do that based on the events that are triggered from example within a system. And we then model the different scenarios that are actually taking place within the system. So if you typically go in from a let's say, an old-fashioned approach. You'd first of all look at what do they do today, and then you'd look at how you could do that process improvement, and then you'd implement that process there, and then you obviously need some way of measuring whether you've been successful or not. What we're doing here is largely the other way around. So we're using the data in the system, and we're seeing what people actually do. So it may be that there's a particular case if you ship, for example, via, let's say, Singapore as a hub as opposed to Hong Kong, you may have a cheaper cost model through doing that. And the question's obviously going to be why, and how should you redesign your network around that type of thing. Yeah. So these are the type of projects that we'll get in. So we'll identify the issues, identify where we can drive out cost, and then ultimately using AI, look at how we can better construct things. I know AI is a very big buzzword, very big hype around it at the
Yeah, very
moment,
big hype.
but ultimately, to do something like the manufacturers do, to try to identify problems real time before they occur. Now, that is a one extreme. I mean, that's all very, very well. It's probably not going to help you if your route survey's gone wrong and you're 3 hours away from your ship, and the cutoff's in 2 hours, this type of thing. But there are obviously tools that we can look to in that particular area. For example, a knowledge base, yeah, that would allow you to model your let's say your project shipment in advance, this type of thing as well. But that's largely what we get involved in, yeah.
Sounds interesting. And as you mentioned, you have 30 odd colleagues there, and you have a worldwide presence. So your customer would be freight forwarder, project forwarders. It could be even shipping companies, I guess, who want to streamline their system.
It's less so shipping companies now.
Right.
Sometimes a carrier would come in, particularly where we're looking at compliance software. So we've actually got a tool out there that will look at for example, an air freight shipment, and it will identify all the compliance requirements in line with government. But also try to identify if there's any sort of hidden dangerous cargoes in there, this type of thing as well, yeah. And perform a risk assessment on it. But largely it would be freight forwarders. Sometimes the project forwarding division of a large company. I mean, I don't want to mention too many names, but we've worked with CEVA, DHL, some of the big guys out there as well. Yeah, I'm sure it's not a secret. And sometimes we'll get an out and out project forwarder approach us with regards to looking at a solution there.
So you are not you're focusing only on the big brand names like the ones you mentioned. You
No.
can also service smaller companies that may not have
Yeah.
huge budgets, you know.
Yeah, I would guess that the majority of our customers are less than 50 people or even 30 people, yeah. I mean, okay, sometimes it's nice to get the big ones as well, but yeah.
They also know no they also have demands.
Yes. Oh yes. Oh yes, certainly. Yeah. Yes.
So very interesting. And you have a shipping background yourself before
Yes.
becoming a professional consultant, don't you?
Yep, that's right. I mean, I worked going way, way back. I started my career with a company called OCL, which was part of the P&O group. I'm going way, way back there. But I spent a long time working with Hapag-Lloyd as well. I was based in Hamburg, working with the guys there. But that's really where I started to get into systems and kind of, I think the term at the time was sort of hybrid manager. So you knew the business and you obviously had to know have some IT knowledge as well there.
Interesting. I mean, you know, it always helps for a consultant to have legitimacy that you actually have been in the business that you are
Yeah,
providing solution for, right? So
definitely.
interesting with OCL. Oh, I remember them well. I think we spoke about that when we met, that I was
That's
working
right, yeah.
as the agency of Benline, and we were always competing with you back in the day. I think wasn't didn't you have the office in London in Beagle House or something
Beagle
like that?
House, yes, I was based there. Yeah,
All right.
I actually worked there, yeah.
Interesting. That's good. And all your ships were called Bay or something like
That's right,
that.
yeah. That's
Tokyo
you have a very good
Bay.
memory, yeah.
Well, I can remember 20, 30, 40 years ago, but I can't remember where I put my glasses just now, you know? So it comes to us all. Listen, this is very interesting. Nice. Nice is a nice name, of course, but what made you choose? Is that an abbreviation or?
Yeah, okay. A network of independent CargoWise experts.
Ah, right. Now I
So
got it.
what we did when a lot of the large sort of forwarders were rolling out, okay, DHL, for example, uses a solution. What we needed to do was to act as a sort of tier one supplier, and we needed to pull in expertise outside of our own kind of organization. So rather than having sort of a recruiting people having a huge employee base, we engage with other partners basically who have knowledge of the software and put teams together. And then the way that it works with these guys, that they tend to want one organization to invoice for the whole thing. So
Okay, interesting.
that's where that's come about from. But
I like it.
yeah, I mean, and that obviously is a model we work with today, which allows us to obviously pull in. So, for example, if we need financial experts, top grade financial experts, we wouldn't need them on our books all of the time. We
No.
would engage them, yeah.
Yeah.
So
Yeah. No. Yeah. Of course, that would be. It also means for a smarter business model, you can't have everyone at all the time for a rainy day. You would be having too many costs before any income, I guess. So,
yes, indeed, yeah,
so.
indeed.
Very interesting, Kevin. Yeah, you certainly have the background, and I think many of our viewers will be interesting to know more. How do you see the future for consulting? You mentioned AI, you mentioned a lot of it. You, of course, like anyone else, have competitors out there. What do you do to make sure that you are the top go-to consultancy?
Well, clearly you have to evolve, yeah, with the times there.
Yeah.
I mean, you hit on the AI point. I mean, it's something that we're heavily getting involved in now, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it will replace the consultant. That's my first thing
Oh.
to say there. But I mean, it really does help with a lot of the analysis, like I described the process mining thing there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's certainly the future. I think these things are largely cyclical. So we've seen it before. You start off with a concept from, let's say, the academic or the maybe a scientific world, which is obviously AI. I mean, the last one might have been Bitcoin and blockchain, this
Oh
type of
yeah.
thing, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, but there's a big rush into the market then to industrialize products, and
Yeah.
that's no difference with logistics. I mean, I know you go to a lot of conferences. I've been to a lot, particularly in Dubai in the last few months, and you see these sort of robotic warehouses, everything you've got around that. So
Yeah.
everybody rushes in there. The question is, will a lot of these products be around in 5 years' time? So
Correct.
if you've got a good idea, somebody might well sort of buy it off you.
Yeah.
Or indeed, some will obviously go bankrupt. So I think it's very important to have the right kind of consultants in there to advise over these
Yeah.
things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe my piece of free advice here would be to, I know a lot of people work with solutions and have invested a lot into them. My first port of call would always be my existing software provider, whether that's an external provider or whether that's an internal development. And see and ask the question, where are you going with this? Yeah. Where are
Exactly.
we going in terms of AI here?
Yeah.
Because it's very easy to buy a product from the market and you find out that it's been developed in-house by your developer anyway. And it's a little bit like buying new tires and then getting a new car, if you see what I mean. You get
Yeah,
the new tires anyway, yeah.
exactly. Yeah, no, I see what
Yeah.
you
So, I
mean.
mean, but I certainly feel that to navigate around all of these different solutions, that will be the future kind of direction of the consultant there.
Okay, cool. Now you as I said, you really have you have something to speak about here, and you have the background to do so. It's not you are not a novice in this. I can certainly hear
No, no. No, I've
that.
seen it before, yeah.
Definitely, time repeats itself. History repeats itself. Very good, Kevin. I want to say many thanks for your available time for this interview today.
No problem at all. I mean, if there are any questions or anybody wants to contact us, feel free to do so. We're obviously part of the network there.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm looking forward to meeting you again, yeah?
Yeah, definitely, Kevin. And I want to say also formally to all our readers, listeners, and viewers from around the globe, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Kevin LePage. He's director and senior consultant for NICE, based in London. And he's certainly the go-to guy for special assignments and consultancy on how to optimize your processes. It could be both for forwarding companies, some shipping companies also could make use of this. So do reach out to Kevin direct after you see this interview. For me in Project Cargo Weekly, we will publish middle of March, the 15th of March, this interview. And until then, I wish you all the best and we keep in touch. Thank you.
Thank you.